This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Several former pilots of a Colorado airline are speaking out after leaving their jobs due to safety concerns. This airline carries passengers in several southern Colorado cities to and from Denver. The pilot tells us before they left, they came across all kinds of problems with the landing gear, autopilot function, even the GPS system. Now they're voicing their concerns in hopes the airline will clean up its act. South Academy Boulevard under Interstate 25 will be closed today. Workers are demolishing the bridge above South Academy on I-25 North. Northbound traffic will be diverted off the interstate at exit 135. Detours will be in place for South Academy Boulevard traffic. The closure will last through early Monday morning. Today is the last day to attend the Rocky Mountain National Park's 2023 Indigenous Connections Program event. It's being held at the Beaver Meadows Visitor Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. A new public wildlife viewing area was opened Friday, according to the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The organization formally dedicated the new Bighorn Springs State Wildlife Area. The Bighorn Springs Wildlife Area is dedicated to fishing, access, and wildlife viewing. To access Bighorn Springs, you must own a Colorado hunting or fishing license or a CPW State Wildlife Area pass. Supporters of an effort to save a Colorado Springs store will have one last chance to raise the money needed. A fundraiser will be held at Independent Records on North Academy Boulevard today from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The event will include comedians, live music, and food vendors. The manager of the store says they need about $100,000 to keep the store open, but only have raised a few thousand so far. Today is the last day to attend the Old Town Shindig's Art and Music Festival, complete with live music, a mural competition, a kids zone, plus 30 different workshops and clinics hosted by various local businesses. A man is facing additional time behind bars after being found guilty of assaulting a Pueblo County Jail employee. Brandon Medina was a part of a group of inmates that assaulted the detention deputy at the jail in April of last year. The deputy was seriously injured and the other inmates involved in the assault received a 9-year prison sentence. Medina will be sentenced in the assault case in November. The trial for an El Paso County Sheriff's deputy accused of kidnapping and sexual assault is being delayed until next year. An attorney for Deputy Dalton Bridges requested the delay, citing medical treatment that will keep the deputy's primary attorney from working for a few months. Bridges was arrested earlier this year after he was accused of keeping a woman from leaving a home and forcing her to perform sexual acts against her will. September is the month for seniors at the Pueblo Zoo, and they're kicking off the week with free admission for guests ages 65 and up. Seniors and their caregivers can get in free between September 10th through the 16th.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. A little chilly in the 50s today. We dropped to more seasonal temperatures with highs of 78 in Colorado Springs and 84 in Pueblo. Showers and storms are set to start in the early afternoon and continue on and off throughout the day. The highest chances for severe weather will be along the southern I-25 corridor and out on the eastern plains later afternoon with hail up to 1.5 inches and wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.